The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
All I've ever done besides hunt dinosaurs is cowboy. No, that's not me. I'm sure you recognize that. I'm Tom Schultz. Thank you for being here. That is a guy named Clayton Phipps, and he is known as the Dino Cowboy. He'll be on the program tomorrow. Yeah, he started out as a cowboy, continues to be a cowboy, but he has gotten bitten by the bug and found some pretty cool dinosaurs. And, of course, Montana, especially eastern Montana, great dinosaur country. He'll be on the program tomorrow as he's part of a discovery series about dino hunters. And so the Dino Cowboy on the program. Also, Thursday, Frank Mealy will join us. He's the former editor of the Kalispell Daily Interlake, now a conservative author. There's a lot of things to talk about here. I'll tease that at another time. But we've got a call in. Tanner Wolf is going to hang on here. He's from Dawson Community College, the first coach and co-coach of their new esports team. It'll be fun to talk with him in just a bit. But Chris has called. We talked about the Great American Outdoors Act with Senator Steve Daines a while back. And Chris, welcome. You're on the air here on Voices for a comment on that.
Thanks for allowing me to discuss this a minute here, because I've been looking into it, and there's a pros and cons again. You know, when anything environmental comes up, you know, there is a negative view on the website, you know, and it's by the Western Livestock Journal, young guy, I think Devin is his name, and he goes into it with the typical thing, you know, they start to argue away why this act is not very good, and basically it's driven by, well, does the government have a right to own all this land? Blah, 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 see? And this is what they do. They litigate and litigate. Do you know if this has been signed by the president at all?
It's not. It's got to get through the House. And what they're trying to do is get it intact through the House. The House is tempted to do amendment after amendment after amendment, water this down, and make it untenable for the president. So that's issue right now.
That's what they're trying to do here. Yeah. See what I'm saying? There's so many articles in relation to it. And it sounds like a fairly good deal if it could pass with some grace and dignity and realize, you know, that there's things here that it would be very important for Montana. You know, like, I mean, my gripe is, you know, open some of these roads, review them, and see why on earth they were closed in the first place. But, I mean, if you want to really understand this, this is a positive thing. But remember what happened with the logging industry up here. Been here since the 90s and earlier, and the logging industry was killed because they brainwashed our children and told them, you know, daddy's killing trees, and he's a murderer, and, you know, this is their tact all the time. But remember, they got their way. They got their way in a lot of ways. So a lot of businesses left here. We lost the funds that supported our schools, so now we tax burden, you know, property tax burden people. So these people win incrementally, little by little, they do these things. So everybody should get on the internet and look up that website and review all of the comments one way, pro and con and whatever. But it's an important thing for Montana, and not just, you know, these young people who really doesn't have an insight of what forestry is about. And when you look back, you say, why? Some of the old ways were good. You have to restructure these people's minds. You have to, these new forestries, people, the fishing game, they don't understand it.
It's
and they
always,
say, well, those are things that are gone and they'll never coming back.
Yep. I appreciate that. And I'm thank you for calling, Chris, and getting that out there. It was well stated. And there is an educational, and that's a long game. And unfortunately in politics today, there's not enough people interested in playing that long game and re-educating about what real use of our public lands is involved in. So I'm going to pick this up again on Friday, as we'll have open phones. I think it's something that we definitely need to talk about. But from the great outdoors to the great indoors, so to speak, Dawson Community College is adding a competitive e-sports team, the school recently announced. And what is e-sports? And, well, let's have Coach Wolf come on and talk about it. Hey, Tanner, have you been, are you getting called Coach Wolf now?
Yeah, it's new. Something I've never really experienced, because I usually coached a little bit younger kids in soccer. So, you know, we were kind of more on a first name basis. So Coach Wolf is definitely a new thing for me.
And you'll be, along with Coach Josh Wentz, the first coaches leading a new esports team. Talk about why Dawson Community College is getting involved in this.
It's definitely a growth and progression thing in schools. A lot of other smaller schools like us are starting to pick them up because that's kind of the direction in which things are going. And I think Dawson is progressive enough that, you know, they want to get in on the ground floor and build while it's still relatively small.
What is esports?
Esports is essentially playing video games competitively. So there's, we'll set up teams and then have regular exhibitions and matches like any normal sport would for people to watch and just kind of help get the community around the school a little bit more.
Yeah, so like video games like bowling?
We play...
You know I'm kidding. Yeah. There's not much to bowling. But some of the video games that you guys are involved in, I mean, and I've seen them. I've got kids, and I've played a few of them. There's a lot of decision-making going on. They're very fast-paced and very competitive games. And I think it does take not just an ordinary person, but somebody with some talent. And as the new coach for this team, that's going to be your job is to kind of hone that talent, find that talent, and hone that talent, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot of things that people don't realize about esports is it has a wide amount of similarities to traditional sports, actually. They are largely team-based because you need to have constant communication on where you are, where your teammates are, kind of what's going on all around the map or the field or... Like, you have to constantly be in the know. It takes excessive amounts of, just mental control because you're, you know, sitting there watching a screen making hundreds of thousands of decisions every minute on, you know, what to do and how to best your opponent. Like any real sport, I mean, you have to know your opponent and what they're most likely to do.
Guys are going to, and this esports competition, you're not the only college in Montana that does that. There's University of Montana, I think College, or Providence College, but also around our region, there's more and more schools doing this, isn't there?
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere, and I believe it's going to be the new thing. People are going to, you know, try and start building it up because it's a large growth market, and there's a lot of money to be made in competitive esports. For example, a tournament in Dota 2, which is a really big game, the international, every year since 2016, so 2016, 2017, and 2018, have all had prize pools well over $20 million.
Wow. That's real money, Tanner.
That is a lot of real money.
And it's just grown. I know that over the past several years, it's fun to watch, too. I mean, I think you have to play some of the games to really enjoy them. Will this help attract students to DCC?
Yes, I believe it definitely will. There's a huge majority of students play in their free time. And, you know, if you can do it and you love it enough to get that good and spend the time developing your skills and your communication, then, you know, why not get paid to do it in school like you would a traditional sport?
So what will that look like? Scholarships? Are they going to be full ride scholarships, or are you playing it out step by step here as it goes along?
Yeah, we're kind of gauging the interest, and we have somewhat of a budget that we're kind of allowed. We can offer from like $1,000 to $1,500, depending on the student's interest, what their needs are, what we can take care of for them, and just kind of looking forward at their skill level and their personability and, like, their team aspect and what they would bring to the program.
Well, Josh Rath here, our most excellent in-studio engineer, he's a bit of a gamer as well, and so he pulled up a Twitch stream here. And is this you playing, what's that racing game? Is that Rocket Racer?
Oh, Rocket League?
Rocket League, yeah.
Yes, I play a lot of Rocket League. It's a very standalone game because you have a lot of first-person shooters where, you know, you're the army guy or you're the defender where you shoot the gun, you control it, and there's a lot of racing games, but Rocket League's kind of a standalone where it's rocket-powered cars that technically play soccer. And so it's really kind of, there's nothing like it.
Tanner, his Twitch channel is TAW_TV, and it's Tanner Wolf, one of the co-coaches of the new DCC, Dawson Community College Esports team. So you've got to have some credibility. You've got to know how to play these games a little bit, don't you, Tanner?
Oh, yeah. Gaming has always been a very large part of my life. I made a living streaming for about a year and a half.
Isn't that funny?
And so most of my adult life and my younger years have been spent playing games, and there's a lot of like positives that I don't think a lot of people know about. For example, it really helped like with my relationship with my brother, because we're two very different people, but video games is always something that we kind of shared and created a bond around, so it can definitely create incredible relationships, and those can be some of the strongest.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. We got just about a couple of minutes here. So you guys will compete. What's your team going to look like? Do you have 50 members? Do you have 5 members? Are you going to compete against Michigan, Florida? Give us more about what esports will look like from that standpoint.
So the good thing about esports is that it cuts a lot of cost of traveling and doing all of that sort of stuff like in traditional sports, because you can play either tournaments or exhibitions online. So there's a lot of that. We have a lot more range. Like, we could play a team in Florida, or we could play a team in, you know, Texas without having to travel that far, which is super nice. I'm not sure about the specifics yet of who will be playing, but I know we do have a lot wider range just because we don't have to, you know, rent the bus or fly or...
Yeah.
So it cuts costs a lot on that front.
I guess we got just one minute here. All right, let me ask you this question then, because you're co-coaching with Josh Wentz. So have you two squared off yet? Do you just take him to whatever it is in Rocket League, or does he take it to you in Overwatch? Who's the best gamer between you guys? Come on.
I don't know. We have one great thing about us being together is we have a very, very different gaming background. Mine has always been more first-person shooters where it's more mechanical skills, and Josh has more of an expertise in like the more strategic games like Magic the Gathering. And
gotcha.
We haven't went head-to-head yet. There might be a couple practices where we'll have to play each other's games.
Call me when you do. Okay, I want to know, all right? Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for being on the program. It was fun to talk with you about this. It's obviously a new sport going on, and very, very interesting. Tanner Wolf from Dawson Community College, the new esports co-coach. Good luck to you, Coach Wolf.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Take a short break, and we'll come on back here on Voices of Montana.
This year is unlike any we've encountered before, but your safety is still our priority at Northwestern Energy. So, if you're planning on excavating or digging, please have all underground utility lines marked 2 days before and avoid approaching the crew member doing this work. Once your project begins, stay at least 18 inches away from the markers to prevent any personal harm. To make your locate request and get additional tips on how to stay safe, visit northwesternenergy.com/811.
We are here to help. If you are in need of food, cash assistance, or medical coverage, there are numerous ways to apply.
Go to apply.mt.gov and open up a free online account to check benefits or update information. Or call the helpline at 1-888-706-1535. Use the call scheduling option for a time that is most convenient.
We are here to help.
Apply online or call today.
Brought to you by the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
At BNSF, we've partnered with American producers for over 170 years. Together, we have innovated to make the U.S. farming supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. We have always been a critical link to delivering agricultural products whenever and wherever they're needed. Our employees are driven to work hard to keep your business moving safely every day, no matter the challenges. We were there for you then. We are here for you now. This is BNSF.
As the coronavirus raced around the globe, China lied about its involvement, silencing doctors and spreading propaganda. China's lies cost thousands of lives and devastated economies. But for too long, the U.S. has relied on China for medicine and essential medical equipment like hospital PPE. Senator Steve Daines is fighting for legislation to change that and bring manufacturing jobs back to America. Senator Daines.
It is time to bring that manufacturing back to the United States, keep those jobs right here in the United States. That is in our best interest for our national security as well as for our economy.
Call Senator Daines, 406-245-6822. Tell him to keep fighting to pass S-3683, the COVID-19 Accountability Act. Hold China accountable and bring medical manufacturing jobs home. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Did you know one of the very first actions of the territorial legislature back in 1865 was to found the Montana Historical Society, and they've been promoting an appreciation and understanding of Montana's history ever since. Help celebrate their first 150 years by becoming a member of the Montana Historical Society. Membership gets you free admission to Montana's museum, a subscription to the award-winning magazine, and a discount at the gift shop. History worth celebrating. Go to montanahistoricalsociety.org.
This year, we've all focused on our physical health. But at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, we want you to focus on your mental health too. So hit the trails and waterways, cast a line, go for a hike. Exercising outside can help boost your immune system and your happiness levels. Because being mentally well is just as important as being physically well. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana. We're with you, for you, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, Division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
In these unprecedented times, outdoor recreation is more important than ever. As Montana State Parks foster a sense of connection to our great state, we are reminded of the need to recreate responsibly. When visiting any of Montana's 55 state parks, it's important we practice social responsibility. This includes social distancing when recreating, practicing leave no trace principles, and disposing of all waste properly. Montana State Parks Foundation wants to thank park staff for the hard work in keeping parks open. Show your thanks at montanastateparksfoundation.com.
Summer is officially here. If you are doing some digging projects, one of the greatest cause of pipeline incidents are those digging projects. If you hit a pipeline, let Northwestern Energy know right away. Even if there's no immediate reaction, corrosion caused by a scrape can lead to a bigger problem down the road. So safety first. If you're curious about pipeline safety, contact Northwestern Energy. My thanks to our guests today. Tomorrow, our Dino Cowboy, Clayton Phipps. And until then, I'm Tom Schultz. Be well. We will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.